This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 30. I am a conqueror. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In times of uncertainty and seeming chaos, it's natural for people to seek out a strong leader to restore order and bring resolution. It may be a military hero, a political figure, or a charismatic leader. We often look to our own resources to bring stability to a volatile situation, don't we? Yet, when we discover the ultimate victor and king, Jesus Christ, we learn, as he states in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Through his triumph over sin and death, Jesus declares victory over every force that opposes God and his plan of restoration. His victory brings hope to believers, promising peace and triumph despite the trials and struggles that may endure. In light of this, Paul boldly proclaims in Romans 8, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The victory Jesus won through his death and resurrection is now shared with his followers. Our identity in Christ transforms us into victors who have new, full life forever in Christ. When we align with Jesus, no other power or influence can defeat us or keep us down. Pray with me. Victorious King, thank you for securing the ultimate triumph for us. Guide us to walk with confidence today, knowing that nothing we encounter can ultimately hold back your good purposes for our lives. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.